From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, German police are searching for at least three gunmen accused of killing at least eight people in what they describe as an apparent terrorist attack at a Munich shopping center Friday. Police are advising people to avoid public places and stay indoors. So far, there are no details on who was responsible for the shooting. U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House says the U.S. will stand with Germany.
There were shootings in Germany, and we don't yet know exactly what's happening there, but obviously our hearts go out to those who may have been injured. It's still an active situation, and Germany is one of our closest allies, so we are going to pledge all the support that they may need in dealing with these circumstances.
Meantime, the U.S. State Department is urging Americans to shelter in place in Munich while the department tries to account for U.S. citizens there. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden says terrorists have kept their sights on Germany.
Germany is part of the coalition to fight the Islamic State. It has been mentioned repeatedly in Islamic State propaganda. They've talked about Paris. They've talked about France as a whole. They've talked about Italy. They've talked about the United States. They've talked about England. But they've also talked about Germany. So within that context, it is a place that would be a ripe target.
Friday's attack comes a week after a 17-year-old Afghan refugee attacked passengers with an axe and knife on a train in Germany, wounding four people before police shot him dead. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for that attack. For the very latest on this developing story in Germany, stay with us at voanews.com and our hourly newscast. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande says he is sending a new supply of heavy weapons to Iraq next month to help in the fight against the Islamic State. However, the French president ruled out any deployment of ground forces to Iraq or Syria, where the militant group caused turmoil. Hollande also outlined plans to increase domestic security forces by 10,000 troops to protect public gatherings and festivities in France. The UN agency monitoring migration says nearly 3,000 migrants have died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea since the beginning of this year. Lisa Schlein has more from the UN.
This is the earliest that reported deaths on the Mediterranean have reached 3,000 since the migration crisis hit Europe 4 years ago. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says having such a large number of migrants perish before the end of July this year is alarming.
It's also very important to note that we are approaching the 250,000 arrival mark. Last year, we didn't hit 3,000 until almost a million people had come.
Millman says refugees and migrant flows from Turkey to Greece have almost disappeared. So he notes most of the sea traffic and fatalities are now occurring among sub-Saharan Africans, making the perilous journey from North Africa to Italy. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said climate change is just as important as the fight against the Islamic State and other extremist groups. Speaking Friday at the International Conference in Vienna, Austria, focusing on reducing greenhouse gas emission, Kerry said that efforts to phase down greenhouse gases could literally save life on the planet itself.
But the truth is, our goal for these talks, amending the Montreal Protocol to phase down HFCs, is one of the single most important unitary steps that we could possibly take at this moment to stave off the worst impacts of climate change and to protect the future for people in every single corner of the globe.
Kerry told the conference that climate change is as dangerous as, if not more, than the threat posed by violent extremism, being ISIS or other extremist elements. And the search for Malaysian Airlines flight MH370, which disappeared more than 2 years ago, is coming to an end. The transport ministers of Malaysia, Australia, and China have agreed the three-nation hunt in the Indian Ocean for the missing plane will be suspended after the current search area is totally scoured. The Malaysian transport ministers say if there's credible information, a new search would be considered. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.